Bezras Hashem Yisbarech, the halacha topic from Daf Ayin Vav, the conclusion of Perek Hador, which spent a lot of time, as we saw on the top of Ayin Vav Amid Aleph, of telling us the halachos of Eruvei Chatzeros, that if you have, for example, like our Gemara described, four lines on the top, two Chatzeros and two Batim, there's a requirement for two separate Eruvei Chatzeros for each Chatzer, emerging from the Yisod of Eruvei Chatzeros, that every time you have a Chatzer, there's a requirement for a separate Eruv. We will discuss a topic that is quite common, which particularly was discussed in detail on the Gemara on Daf Ayin Gimel, and is one of the most basic sugyos in Perek Hador, and that is the issue of what happens if you have a very large chotzer, for example, a camp, where there are many different peoples and many different families living in many different buildings. Ostensibly, one would say that in such a case, to be able to carry in the camp, not only is there a requirement of a physical Eruv, but of course, an Eruv Echatzeros. Yet, there might be many reasons why a camp, unlike a bungalow colony, might not, obviously it depends on the circumstance, require an Eruv Echatzeros. We can introduce this topic with a Mi'iri from Daf Ayin Gimel, which says a fascinating chiddush, which the Sefer Taharas HaShulchan quotes the same response hundreds of years later, Reb Chaim said, was the psak of the Beis HaLevi. And that is, what happens if in one courtyard that shares many residents, many tenants, many apartments, there was one large chatzer that has a sukkah on it? On sukkahs, if they forgot to make an Erev, the fact that everybody eats in the same sukkah, is that enough to abdicate the requirement of Erev? Because at the end of the day, people eat on the same in the same house. The Mi'iri says that that's enough. Considered as their one ish, and there is no Isra of Tiltal. This is the same thing that Reb Chaim reported that the Beis HaLevi had said. What is the source for this halacha? This is based on the Gemara Daf Ayin Gimel, where the Gemara discusses a father and his children, that if they're somech al shulchan aviv, so then in such a case, they are connected, and even if there are many of them in different houses, one is allowed to carry throughout the chotzer. This is how we paskin in Simen Shin Ayin Siv Hei. It even is expressed in Siv Dalid in the case of Stam Bnei HaChotzer. The Mechaber writes, Anshei Chotzer Shayichulam Ochlin Al Shulchan Echad, Avol Pi Shekol Echad Yesh Lo Bayis Bifnei Atzmoy, Einan Tzrichen Erev Mipnei Sheheim Ka Anshei Bayis Echad. If they all eat Al Shulchan Echad, that is going to be enough. Now the Mi'iri and the Beis HaLevi were extending it and saying even though they're bringing their own food, nevertheless, since they eat in their own place, according to them, it would be enough. The case of a camp or a kibbutz where everybody eats from the same kitchen and eats in the same dining room as a rule, every once in a while, someone might be sick and they might eat out. We'll see in a moment that would not be a problem either. In such a case, me'ikr d'dina, there is a lot of room to say that if all the people eat in the dining room, so in such an instance, there would be no requirement of an eruve chatzeros. There is another layer to this shaila, and that is, what about those that don't eat in the dining room with everybody else? Every once in a while you have people who work on the staff of the camp, but they generally don't eat with the camp, and they eat in their own bungalows, but often they receive food. The food is primarily from the camp. So that's also a halacha mifureshes, which is based on the Gemara Mefurish as well, on Daf Ayin Gimel. The Mechaber Paskins is Simen Shin Ayin Sif Vav, like the Gemara ultimately posits, that this halacha does not only apply to those who are mamish eating bishulchan, on the table. Says the Mechaber, Mishi Yesh Lo Chamisha Noshim V'Chamisha Avodim, Mikablim mimenu pras v'chol echad ochel mibeso. If a person has five wives that he's supporting, or that's not halacha lamaisa, we don't encourage that. And or he has five avadim, we also don't encourage avadim today. However, the Mishnah Brura says that the same applies to mishorsim. And here I leave open a halachic question, whether mishorsim in a camp are that different than the mishorsim of the Mishnah Brura, not avadim, although some people who work in camps will say that they feel like they're avadim, but servants. Since they are entirely dependent on the shulchan, the chura in svara, someone who's in the middle of the boondocks and gets all of his food from the camp kitchen, shouldn't be much different. V'chein, another example, Talmud amikabel prasme rabbo, a Talmud that gets the food from his Rebbe. V'ochal bebeso, even they eat in their own house. If there's no one else who lives in the chatzer, einam osrim zel zehem, einimayim diurim bechatzer, oli me'eruv bo etzlam. The Mishnah Brura emphasized that there has to be a relationship between the person that's getting the food and the giver. In other words, either he's a master, he's a husband, or he's a Rebbe. But once there is a relationship, in such a case, not only mamish those who eat al ha-shulchan, but even if they're mekabel pras, again, emphasis is that there are no other diurin bechatzer, and everybody is somech al ha-shulchan, in such a case, there would be no requirement of a ruve chatzeros. Obviously, we have not spoken about the issue of schiras rishus from an akum, and if there is an akum around that poses whether the akum is somech or not, then that poses different shilas. Our discussion was only in an instance where it's a chotzer that is male Yisrael, who are either physically somech al ha-shulchan or mekabel pras. In such a case, there would not be a requirement of a ruve chatzeros. This Bezer Hashem concludes the halacha topic from Daf Ayin Vav and Daf Ayin Gimel.